Welcome back, creepies. Ashley Greathouse here from Encounters with Darkness. We're not just a podcast, okay? We're also a group of paranormal hunting badasses who will stand in a cemetery during a freeze advisory, all in the hopes of capturing evidence of the unknown. So yeah, go grab some coffee, because tonight we're discussing how the supernatural can give you a hospital bill. There is a peculiar story gaining some popularity among paranormal enthusiasts and the investigative community. 28 girls in Colombia were hospitalized after playing with a Ouija board back in March. Now, of course, I have my own opinions regarding scrying methods, but a spirit board, or the more popular name Ouija, is one of my favorites, as well as one I have my own story to tell, but we have already discussed both of those topics on previous episodes, so I'll gladly just, you know, put those links in the description. Now, what we're dissecting this week is this story. And it is a puzzling one, but one that I will offer my own little insight on how I think this all went down. But first, I need to get into what we know. So, one of the mothers of the terrified students stated that she works in the hospital where many of the kids sought medical attention. The woman claims to see 3 to 4 children a day, all thanks to these kiddos tampering with the infamous Ouija board. She continued by explaining the symptoms the students are reporting, which is fainting and other anxiety-related indications. However, the worried mother and healthcare worker insists these children are all well cared for, that these symptoms would not be due to lack of food or even fatigue. Now, in a side note, I do wholeheartedly believe this woman is being as honest as possible. I believe, and not to be one of those people, but I believe she believes the answer to what is happening to these children is all because of their messing around with doorways to unimaginable horrors. The mother closed out her interview by urging other parents to be mindful regarding what is happening at their children's school. Because yes, that's where all the kids are accessing this Ouija board. So what does the school in question have to say? Well, nothing. Not until a medical diagnosis is issued, and as of right now, I cannot find any article stating that there has been one. Honestly though, I don't blame the school for keeping quiet on this. See, this is not the first school in Colombia to experience kids bringing a Ouija board to school, only for a huge group of them to fall victim to the same afflictions the 28 girls experienced recently. Just in 2022, 11 other teens found themselves seeking medical attention. However, the real culprit for that one was discovered shortly after, which was food poisoning. That's right, folks. Good old dysentery does more to you than confide you to the bathroom or ruin your Oregon Trail record. So is that what's happening to these girls? Do they just have a case of food poisoning, or did they have some other bacterial infection running amok in their system? Or, and I bring this up for you to ponder, but maybe hearing the story from a year prior is what played a psychological role in manipulating how their experience turned out. Are you catching on to where I'm going here? Because yes, I am apparently still stuck on mass hysteria. I mean, how could I not be with this situation? But at least this week, I'm on its side. I'm team mass hysteria. And here's my theory. One of many, but only one that I will share. The thrill of all the controversy surrounding the popular toy, and yes, I did air quotes, mixed with the curiosity guiding their decision-making the whole time, a group decided to bring a Ouija board to school to test it out for themselves. Now, add a local-ish to them story floating around about how 11 kids were hospitalized after playing, you know, of course, their overactive imagination is going to take off. How could it not for anyone? But Ashley, what about the real cause of the last incident? Wouldn't they know? Well, I don't know how the media works in Colombia, but I know over here, follow-up stories like that one had, they don't gain a lot of traction. So no, they could not have known that it was just food poisoning and not something paranormal. See, it isn't hard for a person to hype themselves up in that type of way. And from all the learning we've been doing lately, it apparently isn't that hard to share those unsettling feelings with an entire group. Remember the kids in Kenya? Over 60 children showed exact same physical symptoms to a deadly disease, yet only 2 of them tested positive. So, that could be what we are seeing here. All it could have been was one of those 28 girls who came down with something at the exact moment they were playing with the Ouija board, and boom, mass hysteria could have formed right then and there and took off. But only time will tell regarding what actually happened to those teens. And all I can do is hope that they are okay and that they are able to pinpoint an exact scientific medical reason for what happened to them. So at least they don't have, you know, all of that anxiety and fear about being attacked by dark supernatural forces. But what do you think? Are you on the side of Ouija boards being just the devil's work? And I don't know how else to say it. I obviously do not have that stance with Ouija boards, but I do, even though I kid and I joke and I have a lot of sarcastic tones, I really do trust that some people are very afraid of them, very skeptical of them, or however they may feel. My only aim is to be entertaining, not to make anyone feel silly because they do not want to mess with a Ouija board. I 1000% respect that. I do. I just don't share that concern. So yeah, until next week, I love you all so much and stay creepy.